Really like this. You know, we have a website called lettheword.com. It's based on this. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So I kind of appreciated this because, you know, this is a matter of you have to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. It's not just going to happen, right? The word of God is not just going to like come upon you and you're going to be filled with the word of God, right? Okay, so this is just, I just want to share something about these two websites. Lettheword.com, and a lot of you probably know that one, but this other one is excellentbeliever.com. So this comes, you know, Brother Lee said, if you read 500 life study messages, you will be an excellent believer, right? So I think he said if you read like 100, you'll be a good believer. If you read 500, you'll be an excellent believer. So we want to be excellent believers, right? Let's all say that. I want to be an excellent believer. Okay, so I just have this little burden from last night. I really appreciate our brother's sharing when he talked about redeeming the time. So I was wondering if we could read a couple verses. Matthew from 25 about the virgins. Maybe if we just read verse 2. I think it's verse 2. Yeah. Okay, let's read 1 and 2. Okay, Matthew 25, 1 and 2. At that time, the kingdom of the heavens will be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent. Okay, now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. And let's start with verse 14. And let's just read through 19. How about that? Okay, verse 14. How about brothers? I'm 14, sisters, I'm 15, and we'll just alternate. Therefore, he says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Right. That's good. That's good. So you know this verse that we sang this morning from Colossians? It's a sister verse to this one right here in Ephesians, right? This one says, speaking to one another. Colossians says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So they're sister verses, right? So one's talking about singing. One's talking about letting the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Okay, so I don't know if you noticed this in these verses in Matthew. It talks about the 5 prudent and 5 were foolish. And then when you come to this portion in Ephesians, right, there's some unwise ones. And it also uses the word foolish ones. And so what characterizes, what makes these ones foolish in Ephesians? What do you think makes them foolish? Huh? Okay, it's in verse 16. What is it? Yeah, not redeeming the time. Okay, so I really appreciate what our brother shared yesterday. What does it mean to redeem the time? You remember the definition he gave us? What was that? Yeah, take it out of the marketplace, right? The marketplace is the agora. I went to Greece a couple of years ago, and they took us to ancient Corinth. Vern was there. You remember that? And they took us to the agora, and that's where they had all the shops. They showed us like where the butcher shop would be and where all the little shops, and they would sell things, you know, food and things that you would need. So that's the agora. It's this marketplace. And actually, that's where they ran the races. They ran the races right through the marketplace because everyone was there all the time. But I really appreciated this. To redeem the time is actually to take it out of the marketplace. So our brother kind of gave us an exhortation, right, to read the life studies. How long did he say to read the life studies? For 4 weeks? For how long? 1 hour, right? Okay. So is that just going to happen? Right? Is it just going to happen? That 1 hour, is that just going to happen? So is God going to give you one extra hour in the day? Right. He's not going to give you 25 hours. You got 24 hours, right? You need to sleep. You need to eat. You need to go to school. So what do you need to do with that 1 hour for 4 weeks? Yeah, you need to take it out of the marketplace. So I wrote this down yesterday as he was speaking. Redeeming the time equals to take it out of the marketplace. And then I wrote this time. My time is not for sale. Right? So that means, Satan, you cannot have my time. He might steal a lot of my other time. He's going to steal whatever I don't take out of the marketplace, right? So, okay, this is my question. How do you practically take it out of the marketplace? Okay, set it apart. How do you do that? What's that? Schedule it. Right? Actually, somebody shared with us once, unscheduled time is wasted time. Right? So if you don't schedule it, guess what? It's not going to happen. You know, somebody shared yesterday, I can't remember who shared it, but it was, you know, after I leave this training, you know, I'm all stirred up here. But after I leave this training, what's going to happen? Are any of you worried about that? Yeah. So one way we can begin, right, to prepare ourselves, to fight against this, right, to redeem the time, is actually real simple. And you can do it actually before you leave this training. Real simple thing. 1 hour a week. You could take 1 hour a week for the next 4 weeks. And you can do something. You could take it out of the marketplace. Right? So who doesn't have an hour a week? Okay. How many people waste at least an hour a week? Okay. So everyone here has an hour a week. Right? And so basically I just want to tell you about, okay, two things you need. Our brother shared this yesterday. You know, this is a matter related to your will. And what you need is a plan and you need a schedule. Right? So, okay, the schedule, that's really up to you. You know your time. And it would be really good if you could get with one of your companions before you leave this training and you could tell them, and maybe, I don't know, maybe at some point we can give you a couple minutes to do that. But you could tell them what hour every week you're going to use, right? To what? Read the life studies. Redeem the time. Take it out of the marketplace, right? But you also need a plan. And so that's why I wanted to give you these websites. Actually, I used this one this morning. And I'll tell you how I don't know if you've ever been on the website. You probably can't see it on my phone. But how many here have used lettheword.com? Okay, a lot. So lettheword.com is basically, it's a website where you can form a group on this website and you can basically just post your Bible reading. And actually the website has a phone number attached with it and you can just program that into your phone. I have it saved as like Bible Challenge or something like that. And you can just post your reading. And actually you don't even have to post the whole thing. You know, like today I read Amos. And I just AMO 5 and I just hit my send button and there it is. And what I really like about this site, my favorite feature about this site is that it keeps track of your reading like for all time. I don't know if it ever deletes, right? No. So I've been using it for about 2 years, so I can see all my reading for the last 2 years, what I've read for the last, and I can go back. So, okay, this is why I really like it. So, you know, the enemy comes in a lot to what? He's the what of the brothers? Accuser, right? Does he ever accuse you? Right? He accuses you a lot of what? Wasting time? You know, after I heard that message, you know, that Brother Ted gave, I was really convicted. It's like, wow, I just waste so much time. You know, but the enemy can come in as like, you waste all your time. But since I use this site, sometimes I'll go on, you know, because the enemy just wants to kind of get us in this position where we're just immobilized, right? Well, sometimes I'll go on that site and I'll just look at my reading and say, well, I didn't waste all my time because I have a record of it, right? I have a record for the last 2 years. I read the Bible. I wasted a lot of time. I didn't waste all my time. Well, excellent believer, it's almost exactly. Actually, it is pretty much exactly like lettheword.com. But basically, it's used for life study messages. So I'm reading through Genesis right now. So as soon as I finish a message, I just go on my phone, and I have another phone number saved for excellent believer. And I type in G-E-N, whatever message number, and it automatically posts it to that site. And the site will keep track of like your consistency, how consistent you are, how much you've read, how many chapters you read like in the last 7 days. So it really helps you. But the goal of this thing is that we would do it with companions, right? Somebody, you know, Mike mentioned this morning about morning revival. With what? Companions. So a lot of times we're very unsuccessful at these things, like Bible reading, ministry reading. Why? Because we try to do it ourselves, right? So anyways, I would just like to encourage you is two things. Schedule, right? Redeem the time by taking it out of the marketplace. So before you leave this training, I think it would be good if everyone here could decide what hour I am going to use on what day, not just, you know, 7 o'clock one night a week, sometime during the week. It's like 7 o'clock Thursday night with such and such a companion. I'm going to read the life study. You got to be really definite or the enemy will come in to steal that time away. And then also that you would form maybe before you leave this training, if you're really concerned about this, which I am, I'm very concerned about it. It's like, I want to redeem my time. I want to bring the Lord back. I want to be part of this. So before you leave, it's good. Okay, who's going to be my companion, right? To read, I recommend both, to read the Bible with and to read the life studies with. You know, and actually, like our brother shared, you can have multiple companions, right? You can have one to read the Bible with, one for morning revival, and one for the life studies. So anyways, I just want to just encourage you with these two things. Before you leave this training, two things. Schedule, right? You need to schedule this. When am I going to read the Bible? When am I going to read the life study messages? And you know, we have a goal, right? For the next 4 weeks, for 1 hour. You know, and a lot of that's just to kind of give you a taste. I think once you try it, you will like it, right? But even after that 4 weeks, I think a lot of us will just continue in this. This is what happened to me with Bible reading. I really struggled with it. You know, because I had no accountability and I didn't really have a way to like keep track of it. So it's just kind of, you can kind of deceive yourself like, yeah, I'm reading the Bible. But actually, with this website, you can't deceive yourself because it's there. And I can look and say, whoa, I missed some days here. What happened? You know? But another thing that's good about it, your companions can see, whoa, you missed some days here. What's going on? Huh? Yeah. So anyways, I just encourage you with those two things, schedule and a plan. And this is one way to plan that time. Amen?